It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll be talking about modern quilting and learn about a century-old sewing circle in our state. First, a new state-mandated civics exam for Wisconsin high school students is getting its first test. The state legislature created the graduation requirement as part of the last biennial budget. Anissa Johnson is with us to talk about the test. She's an education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Anissa, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, what was the idea behind the new state-mandated civics tests that are going to go into effect next year?
So this was proposed by James Edming, a Republican lawmaker from Northwest Wisconsin, who felt that young people don't have enough of a grasp on their civics knowledge. It does model, or does seem to be modeled, on this national initiative by something called the Joe Foss Institute that is trying to get these into law in states around the country.
So in Wisconsin, tell us about who has to take it and what the stakes are as far as passing goes.
Well, high school seniors have to take it, and they must pass it to graduate, which was one of the controversies around it. There is a sense that these, what they call high-stakes graduation tests, can be problematic for some students. There's some research to suggest that students are who might have difficulty passing a test, a graduation test, might drop out. I think there were about 13 groups that weighed in when this was before the legislature, and the only one that supported it was a group associated with this Joe Foss Institute. So.
And it sounds as though one of the issues with it, and it's not in effect yet, it goes into effect next year, but one of the issues has been the language, and it's being offered in different languages. Is that right?
Well, I only heard from MPS that they were doing it in different languages, which I thought was a brilliant decision. There are students who come into the United States, and English is not their primary language, and I thought it was a terrific effort to reach out to what is a very, very diverse community here in Milwaukee.
And there were some dissenting voices on this bill. Can you tell us a little bit about what opponents said going into it?
Well, I think the primary concerns had to do with, one, this requirement, this high-stakes testing requirement, this idea that students are tested significantly already, and also a lot of the critics would say that a test like this is just too simplistic to capture the complexities of civics knowledge, issues, topics like our democratic principles or American history.
Right. Well, as you say, the test has been rolled out in some school districts in Wisconsin so far, kind of as a trial balloon, it sounds like. How are students doing?
Well, it's a trial balloon, but it's also, my understanding is that this will count for those kids. So some schools are having all their kids take it. Some kids are all ninth through 11th grade take it. And if those kids passed it, they're good to go and to graduate when they're seniors. The programs that I spoke to, I thought, had excellent pass rates. MPS, I believe, said 86%. Some others, more affluent suburban districts, were in high 90%. So I got an email from a reader who said, well, that means the tests are too easy. Well, it's kind of the nature of the test. It's not an essay test.
Well, let's talk about the test itself. Where did the questions on this new civics test come from?
Well, they come from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and that is the agency that oversees naturalization of immigrants. And so what they have is a 100-question test that immigrants take, although they don't receive the whole 100 questions. They are asked orally up to 10 of the questions, and it's not a multiple choice. So the tests that the kids are taking in the schools have, at least the ones I, the schools I talked to, were all multiple choice questions. And so depending on how hard you make the other choice options, those tests could be easier or harder. But generally, immigrants are asked such things as, what is an amendment? What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment? And so on.
We're talking right now with Anissa Johnson, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And she's joining us now to talk about the new state-mandated civics tests in Wisconsin going officially into effect next year. Some schools using those results already. And you've got a little sample of it, Anissa, up on the Journal Sentinel webpage. 20 questions. Does it give you, do you think, a good sense of what it's like to take this test?
Well, actually, we really wanted to do the 100. We wanted to do all 100. So I would say that little bitty sample doesn't really give you a good sense. I think it would have been fun to see how our general readers compared with the students and have them take the whole 100.
Well, it is interesting to see because you use the word fun there, and in your article you quote that some students think it is kind of fun taking it because you find out right away, you get immediate feedback, and the same is true on the Journal Sentinel sampling. I mean, is this a fun test to take, do you think?
Well, I took it before I even realized I was writing about it because I'd seen it. I had seen one of these sort of shorter versions circulating on Facebook, and I thought, I wonder how smart I am. So, I think those kind of tests are fun.
So there has been controversy surrounding students with disabilities taking this test. What's the issue there?
So when it was initially envisioned, the proposal said that students with disabilities would have to take the test, but they wouldn't have to pass it. Later, it was amended that students with individualized education plans, students with disabilities, could also opt out of taking it entirely. For disability rights activists or advocates and teachers who work with students with disabilities, they consider those kinds of things disrespectful. For one reason, there are many, many types of disabilities, many of which would have no bearing on a student's ability to take or pass a test like this. As one teacher put it, it really telegraphs that lawmakers have very low expectations for students with disabilities.
And what are teachers saying about the test so far, and administrators?
Well, they're very enthusiastic about the pass rate. I don't think anybody is happy that they have to add another test to the work that teachers are doing in the classroom. But I think they see it as the high scoring rates as vindication that what they're teaching in the classroom around civics, around the principles of democracy, around American history, are thorough and are being understood and picked up and by their students.
So given your reporting, the people that you spoke with in the Milwaukee area and beyond, do you think this test is teaching students things they didn't know already about the United States government?
Well, I don't know that the test itself is teaching these things. I think I guess I would concur with what the schools are saying, if kids know this stuff, it speaks to what's happening in the classroom.
Anissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Anissa Johnson, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joined us to talk about the new state-mandated civics test for high schoolers in Wisconsin.